Bridge. It's a story the station has followed over the last few years. Yesterday, we reported that a cost-sharing deal to get Hammersmith Bridge reopened was set out by Grant Chapps. The Department for Transport says it's willing to pay a third of the cost of getting the bridge reopened, and experts Hammersmith and Fulham Council and Transport for London to pay a third each too. As you'll know, if you live in the area, if you've been following the story, the bridge is currently closed. I know, because I live in the area and the traffic's a little bit mental at the minute. I'm joined now by Labour leader of Hammersmith and Fulham Council, Stephen Cohen. Stephen, welcome to the BBC.
Hi, Salma.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to me. I understand it's your birthday today.
Yeah, I was trying to keep that quiet. Yeah, well, someone's grassed me up, haven't they?
They have grassed you up, and now I've grassed you up on radio throughout the whole city. But I mean, yeah. I'm a big believer of making a massive fuss on birthdays. So happy birthday, and basically just massive thank you for joining us on your birthday when you should probably be eating cake with your feet up.
Thanks.
Let's talk about this. It's obviously a story that's been going on for some time now. What's your thoughts, Stephen, on the idea of everyone paying a third of the cost?
Well, I think everyone should definitely pay, and that is sort of a custom practice around the country. Normally in London, TfL pays for about 85% of the works and leaves a borough to pick up the rest of the bill. Outside of London, a county council, of which the GLA is the county council in London equivalent, will pay maybe 20%, and the government will fund. So these are the type of things. 33% does seem extremely high for a West London borough, because it could be as much as 50 million quid to get the thing fully opened. And I don't think it'll be a surprise to you or any of your listeners, but most councils are pretty cash-strapped. So taking 50 million quid out of services or through council tax is quite a big challenge. But I can tell you, we're determined to get Hammersmith Bridge reopened. There's not been a day I haven't worked on trying to reopen it since we first discovered there was a problem with what is one of the world's oldest suspension bridges. And so we're in conversations with the government about how we might make things work.
Stephen, just for a little bit of context here, the bridge is closed and it was closed for refurbishment. It's one of the world's oldest mechanical suspension bridges. So therefore the cost is pretty huge to repair it. What is the overall cost of getting this repaired?
It's about 141 million quid, but it wasn't closed for refurbishment. It was closed because we instituted a series of checks to see if the bridge was safe, because it is a suspension bridge.
Yes, of course.
Which means it's suspended by those little, if you live near it, those big metal wires that suspends it, and they have a tendency to collapse. You look what's happened in Japan or Italy or around the world. So we instituted a series of safety checks to see if this 134-year-old bridge was safe, and found that it wasn't, and it was likely to collapse into the river. And that's why it was closed. It was closed very precisely because it was in danger of collapse. It's a unique design. No one else is making bridges like this. It's a particularly good design. So we've been making a variety of different engineering options to fix it, and we've got those. What's been the problem so far is how the hell do we find 141 million quid to get the thing back up and running, deal with the traffic problems, help people, particularly in Barnes, who feel trapped, and get this piece of London infrastructure going again.
Stephen, is there any possibility that actually the bridge could just remain closed forever and we don't get it open again?
There's a possibility, always, because it's an ancient bridge, and even if we did open it again, we'd need to make sure that we put structures in place that it doesn't close again in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years' time. So I think it needs a funding stream, because it is a very ancient artifact in bridge technology. And so if we want to keep the bridge, it's going to have to be continuously refurbished. But there is a chance it couldn't open again if we can't sort things out. I think we made such a lot of progress on the engineering works that we will get it opened, and I'm hoping that we'll be able to open it in some form this year. But that does depend on the safety checks we put in place and the works that we're already undertaking.
Stephen, you mentioned that as well, the government is seeking to impose a 33% of the cost on Hammersmith and Fulham, which is, I understand, more, tens of millions of pounds more than any other London council has ever paid for bridge repairs. Why is this the case?
It's hard to fathom, and it really is quite hard to fathom why no one has stepped in and fixed this. If you take Albert Bridge, which I think cost about 9.7 million to fix, and TfL paid all but 2.6 million, which K&C, Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea put in, then you know, we've already spent 8.6 million, so it does beg the question, why would we expect it to find another 50 million, which, you know, is an eye-watering figure when you consider the cuts councils have faced. It doesn't seem to have any logic. So I think we're going to have to sort of look at that premise. That said, and I've made that very clear to the government and to TfL, that we would be not expecting to be singled out for unusual treatment, which is what appears to be happening. That said, I am very keen we get the damn thing reopened as quickly as possible, particularly to cyclists and pedestrians, which I'm hoping to do this year. And we've been working on that very tightly as a focus. So I'm sure we can come up with some type of solution, but I don't expect to be the people of Hammersmith and Fulham to be paying 50 million quid either through cuts of services or increases in council tax. I just don't expect we're going to allow that to happen. But I do expect we'll come up with some creative solution between us, TfL, and the government.
And at the minute, having the bridge closed, how's that impacting people in the area?
Well, I don't know where you say you live in the area. I don't know exactly where you live, Selma, but if you're in south of the river, it's really a big problem. There's people who relied on it, as the commuter networks, people who go to school, cross it every day, there's people who go to hospital appointments. And most of the people who are affected are people who live south of the river. It's not so much of an issue in Hammersmith, other than there is on follow-on traffic.
Right.
Which, again, would be less if you had that artery open. So it's a problem. But people, certainly, if you talk to people in Barnes, they feel very cut off. And have been very anxious that we get something done as quickly as possible, which is what we are working to do.
Is it? I mean, when you go over the Hammersmith Bridge and up to Barnes Way, there is always so much traffic. Is it time, perhaps, for a new bridge anyway?
Well, I've always liked the idea of doing a tunnel. So you look at the flyover in Hammersmith, which is horrible. Mm. We could take that out, put a fly under in, and then have a branch going off under the Thames and bringing it up somewhere on the other side. So what you do is you leave Hammersmith Bridge, is what it should be, is an artefact. And all the main road traffic is coming through a tunnel, which would be the most environmentally positive way of dealing with it. To build the new bridge would cost a similar amount, by the way, refurbishing Hammersmith Bridge. So I think the trick is to refurbish it. But it's to do it in such a way that it doesn't need such long-term funding and maintenance problems that we're likely to be encountered if we only do a half job.
Wow, which is, a half job is never a full job, is it? And it's never...
Yeah, I'm determined we don't do a half job. And I'm pushing everybody else on this alliance we've built to try and make sure we get something done that we can bequeath to future generations that works properly and helps people who are disadvantaged.
And it's such a beautiful bridge. It's part of the London, you know, scenery. It's part of West London. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous. I've crossed it many a times.
Yeah.
Early sunrise at sunset, and it's always such a beautiful moment. And so it's not something that we'd ever want to see disappear or, rightly so, fall into the river. Is there any other avenues to try and fund this project? Could it be open to public funding, corporate sponsorship?
We are looking at all of those options. It's a very good question. You're right. It's a beautiful bridge. It's 5 years younger than Brooklyn Bridge. And in America, they celebrate Brooklyn Bridge as a national historic landmark. And they really put it on a pedestal. I think this bridge deserves to be on a pedestal too. Most people would not want it to be there unless it's open and working. And I think we can do both. So we can get it refurbished and we can get it fit for purpose for another 100 years if we do the job properly. And that's what the objective is. There's lots of people who might be able to fund it. We're talking to people who might want naming rights. We're talking to people. We're talking about the idea of setting up a single authority that just owns a bridge and has a toll, so that no matter what happens, there's always a revenue stream to refurbish the bridge. You know, since I've been leader of Hammersmith and Fulham, we've spent a record amount in making it safe and refurbishing it. But normally, 8.6 million quid would do that. But it's scratched the surface because this is such an unusual and ancient structure.
You must be dreaming bridges, the amount of time you've spent and energy that you've spent on this, Stephen.
I think nightmares is probably the best word. I've genuinely had nightmares about this bridge.
I bet.
But you're right. Every now and then I just remind myself how beautiful it is and how important it is to get it reopened.
It's
and,
worth fighting for. It absolutely
is. It is worth fighting for, yeah.
And everyone who lives in the area, me included, we thank you for your efforts. Stephen Cohen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Selma.
For chatting. It's been lovely. Do go put your feet up and have some birthday cake.
Thank you.
Now.